One done.
Get it up, please.
Side.
Come on, boy.
Well done. Give him movement. Where's the bit of movement from the forward then? That's it.
Back
well
it
done. Well done.
Sorry,
right, six out, six in again, six ready to go.
Oh,
yeah, the whistle. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, I hope it is, like, and I suppose, like, I hope they got something out of the session. I know they're playing Longford the weekend, they're playing them Saturday, today's Thursday, and I suppose it's very, very important that they get something out of it. And I suppose, like, it's really just about coming on, trying to pass on the skills that we have been taught, just say, down in Tipperary, but looking at the standard here tonight, like, you know, it's fantastic, and we said it to them, like, you know, as regards the intensity level, the speed, the whole lot, I mean, like, myself and Paul there are overly happy, but we do know that they do a good bit of work. They were with a man from Turles, is Paddy McCormack there, so I think Paddy has him well tuned in. They were with Paddy down in the Horse and Jockey there 2 weeks ago, so you could see Paddy's training in it here this evening.
It would be fair to say, Laura, as well, that these Tyrone lads deserve as much credit as any other hurler in the country, because they are putting the work in.
Yeah, like, you know, I suppose, like, when we come from a kind of the majority of it is hurling in Tipperary, and I suppose maybe the football is very strong up here, and I suppose that's just the way the GAA is. It's hurling is stronger in other counties, and football is stronger in different counties. And there's nothing really that can be, I suppose, that, like, what can you do about it now at the moment? But look, I suppose the one thing that we said there tonight, myself and Paddy, when we were doing the session, was it's very important that they take some out of the session. If no one takes that out of the session, it seems just a waste of a journey for myself and Paddy coming up. But definitely talking to the management here and talking, just say to the boys, they're very, very happy with the session, and it's great to see that they get something out of it, and hopefully then that they can use that and drive on and beat Longford the weekend.
And when you look, I suppose, at the success of Derry and the development of Armagh recent years, it goes to prove that Tyrone can also take that step.
Well, sure, that's what it's all about, and that's what the GE is all about, that you have to improve and you have to develop it. The right structures are in place, and you can see it here this evening, like, you know, just looking at the boys, looking at the management, like, they're well tuned in to everything that has to be done, and so you can see the same similarities talking to the boys that we have in Tipperary. And I suppose if we were standing here maybe 8, 9, 10 years ago, and we were talking about Dublin getting into a league final against Kilkenny, maybe people might put their cheek up and say, well, I couldn't see it happening, but it has happened, because you can see that everyone knows the work that has been put into Dublin GAA in the last 10 years, and people have been saying it, says they're a team that's going to come, like, you know, and they're going and they're really going to come with a big push, and you can see it, it's visual there now, you can see it. So I think that's fantastic just to see that, like, you know. And I suppose the next step then is if it's like Tyrone or the Armagh or the Longford, that they take the next step, whatever step it may be, but it's on that upward spiral the whole time.
Important to keep going and raise the profile of hurling in the county as well.
Yeah, like, without a doubt, like, you know, that hurling is raised within the county. What way that is going to happen, I don't know, but I suppose they couldn't be working with a better team of players, like with Tom there, just say, from the GPA, and that, like, you know, it's all positive. And that's what the GPA, I suppose, is really about. It's really about getting into the likes of Tyrone, or if it's Armagh, or if it's, we were twinned with Monaghan last year. You have to get into the likes of those counties, you have to work with them. And if it takes me and Paddy coming up here for a session during the year, perfect, because other lads are prepared to do the same thing as well. And all we have to, I suppose, it doesn't really make it a very attractive place if the same team are winning the All-Ireland hurling every year, or no matter what level it is. You have to have competition, and when you have competition, you have a chance of progressing, and you have, I suppose, a chance of achieving things.
And there's plenty of potential in this bunch of players, Lar.
Well, without a doubt, like, you know what I'm saying, anyone looking in here tonight, like, we were doing the same drills, like, you know, that we do back home in Tipperary, and I suppose maybe the game doesn't change. It's the basics are still the same. You have to rise it, you have to get it, you have to either score a goal or a point at the end of the day. The same rules apply. And I suppose the boys here this evening, there's one thing that they had, what they played at a serious intensity and a serious, and that's what you have to do, is play just a high level and a high intensity. And just like to wish them the best luck now the weekend there again, and hopefully things go well.
Come on, boy.
Well done.
Give them movement. Where's the bit of movement from the forward then?
The Tyrone hurlers certainly got something out of it, as Stephen Donnelly explained.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's great to hear different ideas and different drills, and boys really push on and encourage you, you know, so it's great to have them up, and it's great, you know, that GPA can work and help the so-called weaker counties, the Twin, and get quality players up and high-profile players to boost the morale and help out with training, I suppose.
And it couldn't have worked out better for Tyrone with Tipperary, their partners.
Last year with Limerick and with Ollie Moore up, and he was fantastic too. He was up twice last year, so thank God now we've got Tipperary, and just pleased to have him up.